guests mill about in the sunny new foyer of the Picasso Museum in Paris's fashionable Marais district. For those who work here, it's the most noticeable change from the former version. It also sets the tone for the visit to follow. Five stories of well-lit rooms where the exhibition space has doubled in size and been completely rethought. Anne Baldessari is the curator.
It's exactly the same collection, but formerly it was a very small museum. It was not enough to present Picasso in the very best way. And today, the whole building is given to the collection. We are able to present around 450 works, so it's very important.
Rather than keeping the chronological layout of the old design, the new exhibit shows how Picasso revisited similar themes over the course of his long career. The rooms gather paintings, sculptures, and drawings in many styles, showing the many ways the artist treated his relationships, mythological figures, musical instruments, and everyday objects.
Now, the presentation of the collection is supported in the best way. We are not thinking about where we are. We are just in a place, in a very specific way, and Picasso whispering, I hope, to the ear of each visitor, and in a very intimate way, we have the Picasso brain working, fighting to be free, freer and freer, to leave academic training, to invent modern art.
As the new layout is more faithful to Picasso's creative process, the renovation better reflects the 17th century mansion that holds it, as chief architect Jean-François Baudin explains.
We try to bring back what we had in this kind of building, which is to give many opportunities to visit it. Even with the same collection, you can tell different things. So it becomes much more easy to visit it the way you want it. And you can even lose yourself, which is not so disagreeable in a museum.
The museum closed in 2009 for what was supposed to be a two-year refurbishment. But the reopening was repeatedly delayed, and the budget soared from 30 to 53 million euros. Now, though, everyone's saying that it's natural that such a project would take so long.
There is always challenges when you work on an ancient monument, because you don't really know what you will find. We had the surprise room. We find very bad pollution, heavy metal, things which are very dangerous for health. So we have to take them out. It's a very long process because you can just take a small part every day. So we lose almost 3 months, but that's life.
Baldessari herself was president of the museum, but the French government removed her from her post following a staff revolt over her management style. Now that she's back to curate the exhibit, she stresses the work that lies ahead.
I think we are not in position to have to rebuild anything. It's a fantastic tool. I hope the new chairman will be in position to go on in this very ambitious and creative process to keep this collection modern, to defend the modern values. I think it's very important.
The French state became the owner of the Picasso collection under an inheritance law that let the artist's family donate the works. The museum first opened in 1985 and has attracted up to 500,000 visitors per year. Mike Woods, RFI, Paris.